Keep updated.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report with Mandy Wiener
on 702.
Well, it's a dramatic news day today with tigers and politics and things. And this next story on any normal day in any other country would be the lead story. The man accused of facing 740 charges ranging from rape, attempted murder, distribution of child porn, human trafficking of minor children, Gerard Ackerman. We've been following that court case here for all of last week. He went on the run this weekend. He pleaded not guilty last week. He was out on bail of 6,000 rand. And then he went on the run. And police put out photographs of him over the weekend. He was spotted. He was grabbed by members of the public at the Florida Junction Shopping Center in Roodepoort. You really cannot make this stuff up. Chomotso Modise, EWN reporter, back in court today. Chomotso, good afternoon to you. So Gerard Ackerman's been on the stand today. He's been talking about the fact that he went and bought a gun. We already know that he's co-accused in this matter. The advocate, Paul Kennedy, died from suicide, and it looks like Gerard Ackerman had similar thoughts.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yes, well, that's at least according to the police officers that have deposed the statement that the state has read into the record. Those police officers that say that according to some of Ackerman's acquaintances and friends in the Roodepoort area, he was having suicidal thoughts and he had planned to leave Johannesburg, and that's why he sold all his belongings and was going to run to the Western Cape, where he would then, kill himself or commit suicide. But of course, Ackerman is on the witness stand now and he's denying all of this. He's denying planning to buy a firearm. There was also a version that was given by one of the witnesses who says that he knew that Ackerman actually wanted to flee to Botswana and wanted to get across the border with a truck driver. And Ackerman says that's not true. And all the people that have been saying these things are actually lying. His version of events then is that he simply wanted to move to Pretoria with a friend of his that he refers to as Varna, saying that he could not afford rent anymore. And Varna needed the company of a friend. And so he sold his things and he sold some of his own brother's belongings as well so that he could move in with Varna, who already had all those things like a fridge and other forms of furniture. He says that he fell ill on Thursday, and that's when he called in sick, telling his legal rep, who then told the court about his illness. And he says he went to the doctor in Pretoria in Eastland, where he was then mugged, and that's how he lost his cell phone. And so he's testifying now to say that there's nothing untoward about him actually not being reachable. He simply got mugged and it was beyond his control.
And Chomotso, I assume that the state here is applying for his bail to be revoked.
Yes. So the state has submitted those statements from the police officers to show that he's not a candidate for bail and that the bail should be revoked and he should be continuing with this trial as a suspect that is in police custody.
Chomotso, thank you. Chomotso Modise, EWN reporter, giving us an update there on the case of Gerard Ackerman, who went on the run at the weekend and then civilians, citizens, caught him at the Florida Junction Shopping Center in Roodepoort.